We're continuing in Tehillim, the 45th chapter, the 11th Pasuk. And until now, the sons of Korach were describing the praise of the Talmid Chacham. And now they turn to the people of Israel, to have an appreciation for the Torah. And so they say to the people of Israel, remember, as we discussed earlier, that Benot Melachim, just like Benot Tzion, the word Bat could mean a daughter, it could also mean a city-state. Could it mean a
city-state?
Yeah, a small state that's around the main city. So that's the Bat over here is a reference to the daughter of Israel, the people of Israel. Shim'ivat u'i. Listen, daughter, I want you to see, I want you to hearken your ear. To what? To the Torah. And I want you to forget the nation you came from. I want you to forget your father's house. What are we talking about? He's talking to the people of Israel. The people of Israel who have just come out of Egypt. They're accustomed to the nations, they're accustomed to the pagan ways of the Egyptians. They're accustomed to the idol worship that they have come from. That's Beit Avich. Now again, on the simple level, he's talking to the girl. He says, listen here, you're getting married, you're building a new home. You have to leave the customs behind, you're starting new customs. You have to adapt yourself to the home that you're building with your husband. Ve'yitav ha'melech yofyeich. And then let the king desire your beauty, for he is your master, so bow to him. You're a girl, you're marrying the king. Now, the deeper understanding here is the people of Israel. Hashem will desire your beauty, your beautiful ways. He is your master. Go in Hashem's ways, bow to him. Don't come in with preconceived notions. Don't come in with the pagan ways you're accustomed to. One of the keys to being able to accept the Torah is to being able to re'i, shim'i, hati oznech. Notice he used three terms to tell her pay attention, because usually we pay attention with half an ear. Usually I'm listening and I want to adapt what you're saying to what I want. When it comes to Torah, you want to be godly, then you have to accept what God said. You can't come in with, this is my plan, this is what the way I think it should look, so now let me see how I can fit it to what I want. No, so he begins, Shim'ivat, listen daughter, u'i, I want you to see, v'atios nech, and hearken your ear, pay close attention, get it right. V'shichichi amnech, and you have to forgo your nation, you have to forgo your preconceived notions, uvet avich, and your house, the customs you came from with your house, your father's house. So everyone walks in with what they think the Torah should say. But the Torah doesn't always say what you think it should say. And then the king will desire your beauty, because it'll be true beauty. You'll go in the ways. He is your master, so bow to him. Don't bow to the ways of the world or the preconceived notions. Uvat b'mincha panayich yechalu ashireyam. The daughter of Tzor, which is a reference to a wealthy nation. Tzor very often represents the antithesis of Jerusalem. Tzor is representative of the Edomite kingdom. Tzor traditionally was some island through which merchants used to pass, and she became very wealthy from all the trade that passed through Tzor. Just like the land of Canaan comes from the word Kinanea, the merchants. So the land of Canaan was on the trade route, was the land of traders. So Tzor is the antithesis, is the Edomite representation of the merchant's route that's always wealthy when Jerusalem falls down. Now Bat Tzor, and so the people, the inhabitants of Tzor, b'mincha panayich yechalu, they will greet your face with gifts, ashireyam, the nations who are wealthy. You think they will admire you if you are more like them. That's a recurring error among the Jewish people. They think that people hate them because they're different. They think if we'll be like them, just be more like them, and then everyone will love you. It never worked. They thought that if they intermarry, then they'll accept us. The last train to Auschwitz were those who intermarried. But they got there too. Uvat tzo b'mincha panayich yechalu ashireyam. The wealthy of the nations will greet you. They will value you. They will appreciate you. Moshe Rabbeinu reminds us of this message in the book of Devarim. He says, the nations will admire you when? Kihi chochmatchem uvinatchem leinei amim. The nations admire your wisdom when you stick to your tradition. When you stick to your statutes, to the laws of the Torah, then they will admire you. Kihi chochmatchem uvinatchem leinei amim. Kol kevuda vat melech penima. You guys probably know this pasuk. One of the most famous psukim. The honor of the king's daughter is that she's not out in the streets. That people don't know what she looks like. That's the honor of the king's daughter. If everyone knows what she looks like, then she's just like everyone else. And this pasuk is the formula of tzniut. A girl is not supposed to be out there where everyone sees her and attracting all the attention in the world. She wants to play outside, let her play outside. She wants to go bike riding, let her go bike riding. There are a million things she could do in a tzanua fashion. The question is the approach. And the approach is called kvuda bat melech pnima. You are a princess. Don't deride yourself. Every Jewish boy has to realize he's a prince, he's a ben melech, and every Jewish girl has to know she's a princess. Not a Jap. A princess, a real princess. A real princess who has real values and values herself. And therefore she won't put herself down and the question shouldn't arise in her mind, can I play basketball with pants outside? Maybe the boys shouldn't be looking. You shouldn't be wanting to be doing that. You should have such self-worth that you feel, hey, I shouldn't be there. Kol kevuda bat melech penima, the honor of the princess is that she's inside. Mimish betzot zahav. Livusha, and her garments are more precious than the placing, the mishbitzot are the squares in which they would place the gold. So,
gold?
No. When you have a garment and you want to put gold pieces in it, so you put a basis to place the setting of the gold. So the setting of the gold is mishbitzot zahav. Kol kevuda vat melech penima. The honor is when she's inside. When she doesn't allow everyone to feed their eyes off of her. And there's tzniut, and that tzniut is an attitude. No one's saying that they should go around like the Arab women all covered up and who knows what. That's not what we're talking about. But there's an attitude of normal tzniut that a girl should have. And a girl should appreciate it that tzniut is not about being disgusting. A girl is supposed to be beautiful. But tzniut comes from the word hatsnea, to cover up, to hide. When you have something precious, you don't hang it outside. You don't put your jewelry outside for everyone to see. You put your jewelry in a special box, in a special place, to be worn at special times. Things that are treasured are kept in modest places. You hang out your laundry. You hang out the things that are simple. When I was dating, so I once agreed to date a certain girl and took her a long time to give me an answer, and I knew they were looking into me from all angles. So there was a rabbanit, who I was a ben bait in their house. So I asked her, I said, is this normal that they're looking into me from all angles? They never met me, you know. You could ask one person, two people, how come they're looking into me so much? So she said to me, the rule is as follows. When what you have to offer isn't so special, so then you don't look into the guy so much. But when what you have to offer is very special, so then you look into the guy a lot before you offer him something very special. So if they're looking into you, that's a good sign. That's because they feel that what they have to offer is very special. Kol kevuda vat melech pnima. When you have something special, you leave it inside. You don't go hanging it out for everyone to see. And again, it's an attitude. A girl wants to go bike riding, she can go bike riding. That's not the point. The point is the attitude. Is she trying to get everyone to look, and is she doing things in an alluring way, and does she feel that her body is something that's supposed to be shown, or is it something that's to be concealed because it's precious? Sometimes in chinuch, people give the wrong message. A girl is not tsanua, they say that's disgusting. I'm not sure that's the response. Maybe the response is that's not tsanua. Tsanua means I've covered it. Doesn't mean it's disgusting. Very often I hear people telling their girls, oh, that's disgusting, that's disgusting. Their bodies aren't disgusting. Let's not play games. their bodies can be very beautiful, but it's not sanua. It's something that's treasured, that should be covered, that should be hidden. So then you tell a kid, you know, that's not tanua, you should be tanua. Don't tell them it's disgusting. Why should they think their bodies are disgusting? Kol kevudav and merech pnima, her honor is that she's concealed, that we don't show her off. So a man can wear short sleeves, but kol kevudav at merech pnima, it's her honor that she doesn't wear short sleeves. It's a question of how do I present it to them and how do I view it. It's not only how I present it, it's also how do I view it. Parents sometimes make a mistake when they say that's disgusting. Is that really how they view it? And sometimes it is, because they find the peritzut disgusting. But what does the kid hear? And then how does the kid feel about their own body? Lirkamot tuval lamelech. They bring gifts to the king while they're wearing all kinds of fancy embroidery. Betulot achareya reyoteha muvaot lach. And she has other girls coming after her, and they're all her friends, and they're all coming to bring gifts to you. Again, the pasuk is speaking about if you stick to the ways of the Torah, that this is all a metaphor for the people of Israel. You stick to the ways of the Torah, so then the king will desire your beauty, and even the daughter of Tzor will bring you gifts, the people of Israel. Your honor is in your modesty, and then you will see how people are coming to bring you gifts and how appreciated you are. The appreciation stems from your being tzanua and your being faithful to Hashem's mitzvot, and these two go hand in hand. We frequently find in the Torah and in the prophets, Uma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, Ve'atzna Alechetim Elokecha. Keep the Torah, and also Ve'atzna Alechetim Elokecha. Hashem wants us to be modest people. It's interesting that the Chai Adam, when he begins his book, and he discusses about how to be careful to keep mitzvot, he says, and remember to do it in a tzanua fashion. To Hashem, the tzniut of the performance of mitzvot is important. It's part of the flavor of the mitzvot. One can look at the mitzvot and be proud. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Look at my new chumrah. And then one can do it and do it in a way that he's tzanua. And that carries so much more weight in the mitzvot. That is the spirit that goes with the mitzvot. I don't have to be embarrassed of the mitzvot. Quite the contrary. I could be happy and proud. But I don't have to be proud to lord it over others. If I'm true in my mitzvot and I'm connecting to Hashem, that's why that's the formula of the Navi. And over here too, at the same time that he says, be prepared to accept the words of Hashem, he reminds us also, you don't have to show it off to everyone. It's your relationship with Hashem. Yeah.
Otherwise it will be a chitziniyut. Like if the girl thinks she's like the most gorgeous girl in the world, she wants to show off. Same thing with mitzvot. If we think that we are tzaddikim with a certain mitzvah and we want to share the word, to shout out, meaning that maybe things are not so serious, right? It's like the chitziniyut and all externality, right?
Yeah. Tuvalna bismachot vagil tevoena bechal melech. These girls that are bringing you all these gifts in the fine embroidery, they will be coming along rejoicing as they bring you the gifts, and they'll come into the king's palace, so to speak. The nations will come to Israel, and they will come and bring the gifts over here. Tachat avotecha yiyu vanecha tishitim molesarim bechol haaretz. He tells the people of Israel, you stick to the ways of the Torah and you will merit, and this quite possibly is the greatest promise, this is the hope of every person, tachat avotecha yiyuvanecha. Your children will take your parents' place. You will find your children continuing in the path and continuing and growing. Tishitemo lesarim, you will place them as officers b'chol haaretz, throughout the land. Tachat avotecha, in the place where your parents were, yiyuvanecha, your children will continue. And this continuum is one of the greatest hopes that a parent can have. One of the great worries that they have in the United States right now is that the next generation is really going to suffer from all this debt. It's going to explode. All the debt. We always hope our kids should at least have it as good as we do. They shouldn't have to leave this country to make a living. They should be able to continue. I'm here, they should be able to continue here. Tachat avotecha yuvanecha, that capacity to have continuum, that the children will continue here. A good friend of the family was once commenting how she goes, she's a woman in her 60s, 70s, and she said that one of her hobbies now that she's retired is she goes to garage sales and she sees that different people have different things that have been in their family for 200-300 years. She says, we the Jewish people, we rarely have that. The Yemenites have that. Where do you have something from 300 years ago? How many pogroms have gone through our families that I don't have anything from 300 years ago? The most I have is from my grandfather. He doesn't have anything from his father. He had to leave Germany on the run. I don't have anything. The most I have is from my grandparents, and I'm lucky. I have things from my grandparents. Other people don't even have that. The promise of the sons of Korach is you go in the ways of the Torah, you'll have the capacity of continuum, where the children will continue. And not only will they continue, they'll be successful.
The continuation we had was the Torah transmission. Some things were lost a little bit, but let's say that in many levels the Torah was transmitted in a high level. Not so much the part of the grandmother and the wedding ring of the grandmother. No?
Yep, that's true. That's what we do now. Our way of life continued.
Right.
Meaning I'm making Kiddush like my grandfather made and my great-great-grandfather. Yep, the way of life prevailed. Askira shimcha bechol dor vador, al kein amim yehoducha lolam va'ed. And the Navi concludes his song turning to heaven, and he says, I will mention your name throughout every generation, and because I am consistent in having your name on my lips and you being a part of my life, ultimately the nations will give praise to you, and that will last for eternity as well. So, notice that the Navi concluded the chapter with a reference to the ultimate giyur of the nations, to the ultimate recognition of Hashem. And the Navi went from describing the Talmid Chacham to describing the people of Israel and their responsibilities to the Torah, and ultimately to the praise of Hashem, which will become universal.